The following shiur has been presented by Harav Yosef Grossman, Senior Educational Rabbinic Coordinator at the Orthodox Union, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Barry Cohn of Los Angeles, California, in memory of their esteemed brother, Harav Menachem Mendel ben Rav Yosef Yitzchak Isaac Cohn Zatzal, Baal Mechaber Sefer Ateres Avi. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for his neshama.
This shiur, which is based on the Gemara in Beit Dav Zayin Amud Beis, was prompted by a question that my Rebbetzin asked me some 10 years ago concerning peeled eggs, onions, and garlic that are left overnight. As the editor of the OU's Daf HaKashrus, a monthly newsletter for the OU Mashgichim, or as we call them, rabbinic field representatives, she asked if I could have an article written for the Daf HaKashrus telling people how they should be noeg concerning the question of leaving peeled eggs and onions and garlic overnight. I turned to Rabbi David Cohn, who at that time was the rabbinic coordinator, recorder of OU Psakim Policy. Today he works for the CRC in Chicago. And I asked Rabbi David if he could write such an article, which he did, and he called it, in fact, Peeled Eggs, Onion, or Garlic Overnight. It appeared in the 13th volume, number 8, of the Daf HaKashrus in year 5765, May 2005. I'd like to share with you the highlights of the article that Rabbi David Cohn wrote, and I'd like to give as a hakdama some important concepts before we get into Rabbi David's actual article. We begin with the Gemara in Beit Dav Zayin Amud Beis. Va'amar Rabbi Yosi ben Shol, Amar Rav, Rabbi Yosi ben Shol said in the name of Rav, Hai tuma shechika sakanta l'gluya. This ground garlic, which becomes liquefied, is dangerous if left exposed. Rashi comments, Hanocha shoysa mimenu im moitsoi magula umatul boyeres. The sakana over here is that a snake will drink from this liquefied garlic if he finds it open, revealed, and he will put in, we are worried that he'll put in a poison. And this is similar to other liquids that are prohibited when they are magulin, when they're left open. In fact, the Tur in Yoredeisim and Kuf Tazayin, in the halachas of Dvorim Ha'asurim Mishum Sakana, states, Ve'elu hamashkim sheyesh behem mishum gilui. The following are those liquids that have an issue with gilui, leaving things open so that a nachash could come potentially and put his poison into these liquids, and they are mayim, water, yayin, wine, cholov, milk, udvash, honey, vishum, kotush, and the crushed ground garlic, which is the subject of the Gemara in Beit Dav Zayin Amud Beis. The Mechaber there in Siman Kuf Tazayin says, v'zel l'shoinai, v'achshav she'enoch nechoshim mitzuyim beinenu, now in our times when there are no snakes amongst us, mutter, we don't have to worry about this inyan of gili. However, if one looks there in the Pisrei Tshuva in Sifkot and Aleph, says the Pisrei Tshuva, v'zel l'shoinai, ayin b'shallah, look in the shallah, shekosav the mikol makam, even though the Mechaber said you don't have to worry about it because we don't have these poisonous snakes where we live, but yet, Shoimer nafsha yirchak mizeh. Somebody who's careful and he's worried about sakana, he should stay away from liquids that are left overnight. And the Pisrei Tshuva concludes, Al kein harotza lizoyer ya'ayin kol hadinim betur. Although the Mechaber doesn't bring all these dinim, because the Mechaber held that there's no nechash metzuyim beinenu, and therefore there's mutter. However, the Tur was machmir, and the Tur brings all the halachas, and therefore, even if you won't find the halachas in the Mechaber, but if you want to be careful about what the Shalah said, that Shomer Nafshei Yirchak Mizeh, says the Pisrei Tshuva, look in the Tur, and there you will find all the halachas. So, we're going to go through three different inyanim that are similar one to another. They have to do with sarkana, and it's interesting that the Mechaber in each case paskin differently. So in the first halacha concerning ground garlic, liquefied garlic. There, the mechaber brings the oisrim. However, he says that bisman hazeh, it's mutter because there's no nechashim amongst us. Then we have the subject of the shir, the main subject, which is the peeled garlics, onions, and eggs that are left overnight. And this is not found there in the Gemara in Bei, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, but rather the source of this halacha is in Masechet Nida, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, Amar Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Hey Dvorim Hein, Sha Oysa Oysan, Mischayev Ben Nafshay, V'Domei Baraishay. There are five things which a person does them. He brings upon himself danger where he could actually die, and if he does die, he's held responsible. The Lashon of Rashi in Nida there in Daf Yud Zayin is, Domei Baraishay, Nenash Al Atzmoy. He's punishing himself, V'Choyvas Domei. And the fact that he allows himself to put himself into a danger where he could lose his life, Nidreshes mi menu lachem misasei, Hashem will demand from him, why were you not careful with these inyanim of sakana, and you brought about your own death? So Damei Bereishai, not only will he die in this world, but Hashem will consider him guilty in the world to come, and he will mun him, he will ask him, why did you let yourself be killed by not being careful about these five items? What are these items? We're not going to go into all five. We're going to go into the first one. The first one is comprised of three parts. Ha'oichel shum kalav, if somebody eats garlic that's peeled. U'botzel kalav, or an onion that's peeled. U'beya kalufa, or an egg that's peeled. And as Rashi there in the sugya says, it's only if he ate these items and they were left overnight. These three items are the first of the five dvarim where the Gemara tells us in the name of Rav Shimon ben Yochai that whoever does them is mischayev benafshay v'damei baraishay. And we see that this inyan of eating a peeled onion or egg or garlic, which was left overnight, has to do with ruach ra, because the Gemara continues there, the afagav demanchi besilta, even if it's laying in a basket, umitsari, and these vegetables are tied up, the chasime, and they're sealed, but yet ruach ra sharalen, there's a bad spirit, and it's a danger where, as we saw, the person could actually die if he eats them. However, the Gemara continues, V'loy amor, and when do we say it's a sakana for a person, elo d'loy shir ben ikron? If the roots were not attached and they were not together with these items, oy klipasim, or their shells, avol shir ben ikron oy klipasim, but if he left over with these items, the egg or the garlic or the onion, he left over the peel, or he left over a root coming out from these items, les lomba, then there is no sakana. Now, on this halacha, the mechaber does not bring it down at all. We find in Masechet Yuma, Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, a very important tosfos, nageya to our discussion, in the tosfos Divrei HaMaskil Mishum, and he's speaking about their shifta. And Rashi has his pshat, which we will not go into. We're going to focus on tosfos pshat, who argues with Rashi. And tosfos says that this shifta is a ruach ra, which is shoyra ala oichel, kishabo alitim pas latinik ben dalad veheishanim. When a parent is coming to feed a 4 or 5 year old child, there is this ruach ra called shifta. And if the hands are not washed before the parent feeds their child, v'chan kasei chasu sholem, the child can get choked. If at that time, right before the feeding, if the parent didn't wash their hands, even though the parent may have washed negelvasser in the morning, but he has to wash again before he feeds the child, otherwise there's a sakana to the child. Why are people not careful in this in our times? In our kingdoms, in our countries, we don't have that ruach ra. Just like we're not careful about liquids that are left over, as the Shulchan Aruch already told us, Bizman is there, there's no poisonous snakes, and therefore it is mutter to leave it over. The liquefied garlic is permitted to leave over. We're not worried about Nechashim. So just like we're not careful about Gilui, Valazugois, the end of Masech the Pesachim, where things that are in duplicates of two are a sakana, we're not careful about that either, because we don't have those problems. So too, concerning this Ruach Ra, this evil spirit of the Shifta, which attacks children of 4 and 5 years old, if the parent didn't wash their hands, also, we are not Nizir Bazeh, because we don't have it in our country. Now, from all that we've discussed so far, we see that there are two inyanim here concerning garlic. There's the Gemara in Beit of Zion and the Beis, where you have the ground-up garlic, the liquefied garlic, where the issue is gilui, and the worry is about a nachash putting his venom into the liquid and someone dying when they would drink that liquid. And then there is a different sakana when it comes to a peeled garlic overnight. If one eats it in the morning, that's the sakana of a ruach ra. There's all different kinds of ruach ra. Tosfos in Yuma Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis was speaking about a ruach ra of shifta. And then there's a different ruach ra that has to do with butzel kalif or a shum kalif. So I just wanted to point out, although they both discuss garlic, but there's two separate sakanas. One is the sakana of a nachash, that's the liquefied garlic. The other is the peeled garlic, where it's the ruach ra, which endangers the person. And on both of these items, whether it's gilui, which would affect the liquefied garlic, or whether it's the peeled garlic, Taisa says that the ruach ra is not shayra in our countries. Now, the Mogen Avram in Orachaim, Simen Kuf Ein Gimel, Sif Katan Aleph, does not bring this Taisus, but it would seem from his words that he's referring to this Taisus. He is going on the Psak of the Mechaber there in Sif Aleph concerning Mayim Emtsoyim. We know there's an Inyan of Mayim Rishonim, to wash a person's hands before he eats bread. There's an Inyan of Mayim Achronim, before benching. There's also Mayim Emtsoyim. And the Mechaber Paskins, Shehu Chayva. What is the Inyan of Mayim Emtsoyim that comes in the middle of the meal? That's when a person ate fish and then he wants to eat meat. So he has to separate between the fish and the meat. He has to wash his hands. Why? Because there's another issue here which we haven't had yet. Mishum de kosha ledover acher. If a person is not careful in washing his hands between meat and fish, it could bring about davar acher, which is tzaras. And says the Mechaber, chamura sakanta meisura, we know that sakana is more difficult, more something you have to be even more careful than even an isser. So it's interesting. Here we have three different psakim of the Mechaber concerning nechashim in liquids left overnight. The Mechaber brings the oisrim, but he says it can be mekel because we don't have it bizman hazeh. Concerning a peeled garlic or egg or onion, the Mechaber doesn't bring that sakon at all, that ruach ra at all. And concerning mayim and tsoyim, the Mechaber says this danger, this sakanta, which is chamira miyisura, is kosha ledavar acher, which is saras, and it's a chiyuv, and the Mechaber makes no exception and no kulas. So it's interesting how the Mechaber approached each of these different items, which are all in yonim of sakana. And on this Mechaber, the Mogen Avram says the following, v'zeh l'shaynay, v'efshir possibly, bizman hazeh in our time, ain't sakana kokach. There's not such a big sakana concerning eating fish and meat together. D'chazin and kama dvorim, hamaskar b'gemara, shehem sakana l'ruach ra, v'shar dvorim. We see many things in the Gemara which are sakana for ruach ra and other things. V'ha'idna einay mazik. Now it doesn't cause damage. D'nishtanu hativiyoy, says the Mogen Avraham. The teva, nature has changed. What used to be a sakana is not a sakana anymore. V'gam hakolufi teva ha'aratzais. And also, it depends which country you're living in. Perhaps it's a danger in one country, not in the other. And this brings us echoes of what Tosfos in Yuma, Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, said, that in certain kingdoms, Tosfos said, Ein Oisa Ruach Roshara Be'elu HaMalchias. In these kingdoms, in these countries, we don't have that Ruach Ra. It's possible in a different country at the time of Tosfos, they did have to worry about that particular Ruach Ra that Tosfos was speaking about, the Shifta, that attacked the 4 and 5 year old children. But in our kingdoms, our countries, it's not there. That is what the Magen Avraham is saying as well. Even if you have the Teva the same as what used to be, there was not Nishtana Teva, but in certain countries you're not going to have it, even though you might have it in other countries. Now, based on this Magen Avraham, very interesting, this Magen Avraham affects OU policy. The OU policy is that when you have, for example, Worcestershire sauce, which has in it anchovies, which are fish, and it's used as a steak sauce. So if the anchovies are written in the ingredient panel, the question is, do we give an extra protection besides that the consumer will look in the ingredient panel and see that it has fish in it? Do we give an extra protection by labeling it OU fish? So Hagoyen Rav Herschel Schachter, who's one of the poiskim of the OU Shlita, he wrote a tshuva that it will depend on the percentage of the anchovies in the sauce. If the anchovies are bottled besamach, then the OU does not force the manufacturer to change his labels and write on it OU fish. Why? Because here we have two sniffim, two stade heter to be matter this. Number one, it's bottle b'shishim. Although we're dealing with a sakana of eating fish and meat together, spreading the steak sauce on the steak and it has in it a small amount of fish, we're dealing with a sakana, and sakana is not bottle b'elef, but that is not so pasha. That's a machlaikas. There are poiskim who hold that a sakana is also bottle b'shishim. So the item is bottle. And then we have a sniff of the Magen Avraham, which we just learned that the Magen Avraham says that Bismanazed, this whole sakana is not noyeg. The Magen Avraham is going on the Mechaber, who was speaking about washing your hands between fish and meat. And the Magen Avraham said that in our countries, we don't have this sakana of fish and meat that will cause Dover Acher Tzaras. So that's another tzad to be makel. So therefore, if it's batel b'samach, and you have the Magen Avraham that maybe there's no sakana bizman hazeh b'chlal, and even if there is a sakana, it's batel b'samach. So the OU does not require the company to write OU fish. However, if there's so much anchovies in the sauce that it's not batel b'samach, then we do not rely on the Magen Avraham by itself to say that there is no sakana. We are worried. We want to make sure people realize that there is fish here and we should be nizer from the sakana. And then the OU compels the company to write OU fish. And now, with this hakdama, we are ready to proceed and to share with you the highlights of that article that Reb David Cohn wrote in the Daf HaKashrus concerning peeled garlics, onions, and eggs. Reb David Cohn first quotes the Yad Meir and the Shevet Halevi, who hold that the halacha of not eating peeled eggs, onions, or garlic which were left overnight is no longer relevant, because Tosfos states, the Tosfos in Yuma, the Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, that certain Ruach Ra do not descend in these countries. And we can infer from Tosfos that we do not have to be concerned for any Ruach Ra unless we have a Mesorah that specific form is still prevalent. The Yad Meir and the Shevet Halevi quote the Hagos Mordechai as a source, a makor, for adopting such an approach regarding leaving eggs, onions, and garlics overnight. And they're supported by the fact, as we have mentioned before in the Shir, that the Shulchan Aruch cites certain dangerous activities listed in the Gemara, but not the ones of unpeeled eggs, onions, and garlic. The Minchas Yitzchak from Harav Weiss Tzitzal discusses this issue and concludes that there is basis for those who are lenient. On the other hand, many poskim hold that the Gemara Nida, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, continues to be relevant. Why? Because one must have absolute proof that a form of Ruach Ra no longer exists before discarding a clear directive of the Gemara. And even the Mordechai that we quoted before, he only says that maybe one can be lenient because this Ruach Ra no longer exists. But he is not certain that this is the case, and therefore perhaps we should not rely on the Mordechai who's Makel. So the Paiskim and the OU were faced with this Machloikis of the Achroinim, whether we should be Choshesh for the Sakana that the Gemara mentions in Nida, Bismanazer, or not. Rav Belsky was Machmer, like the second opinion, and Rav Schechter felt that in the United States it's generally accepted to follow the first lenient opinion. So actually the OU Poskim had a machlokus in this, but nonetheless Rav Schechter agrees that we should not allow an OU certified caterer or restaurant to leave peeled eggs, etc. overnight, since undoubtedly there will be customers who are machmer and we must service them as well. So although Rav Schechter fundamentally disagrees with Rav Belsky, but practically speaking, it comes out Rav Schechter agrees that all OU restaurants and caterers should not use peeled eggs, garlic, and onion that were left overnight. Now, in the Chomer Dikashita, that this Sakana is relevant even Bizman Hazeh, notwithstanding the Tosfos in Yuma, Ein Zion, and the Magen Avraham in Aruch Chaim, we have further inyanim that we need to review. First of all, what if the egg, for example, or the other items, the garlic and the onion, are mixed with other ingredients before they are left overnight? So generally it's agreed that in that case there is no concern at all about this sakana. The Klosenberger Rebbe Zitzal in his Sefer Divrei Yetziv suggests that there must be enough of the other ingredient to be no Saint Tom in the egg. But other poskim do not cite this requirement. The Divrei Yetziv rules that one may not use eggs, onion, or garlic as the other ingredient. In other words, if you're leaving eggs overnight, you can't use onion to save your eggs that you're leaving overnight. If you're using garlic, then you can't put in a little piece of onion to save your garlic. Rav Belsky felt that the OU should follow the Divrei Yetziv, that there must be some threshold at which point the other ingredient, which is mentioned by the Smuk in Siman Kuf Samaches, he's the one who tells us that other ingredients can save the unpeeled items, but there has to be a threshold where the other ingredient is insignificant and does not protect the peeled egg. But he does not agree with the Divrei Yetziv that the criteria is Nesinas Tam. Rather, as long as the other ingredient had some effect on the egg, it would be significant enough not to be Batel. And therefore, it would be sufficient if the other ingredient acted as a preservative. Rav Belsky also agreed that eggs, onion, or garlic should not serve as the other ingredient, which is what the Divrei Yetziv paskened. Now, there is a disagreement regarding the following. The Gemara in Nida, as we mentioned at the beginning of the Shir, states that if one leaves part of the shell or hair, the lashon of the Gemara was like the roots, but that would be like the hair on these items, egg, garlic, and onion, then the item is protected from Ruach Ra. The Divrei Yetziv takes this literally and rules that the food is only protected if there is at least one piece of hair or shell which was never removed from the food, but it is useless to add pieces of peel or hair to a fully peeled egg. However, the Smuk understands that the shell or hair can protect even if they were completely removed and later added back. Rav Belsky Paskin, that we follow the first approach, that it's only if it wasn't taken off to begin with, but if it was fully peeled and these items were not there, and then we're going to put it back into the items, it would not be effective. So we have the Machlokes there, and we have the Psak of Rav Belsky that the OU follows. The Beis Shloim and the Kaf Chayim in Siman Tuf Reish Dalid Sif Aleph hold that only raw eggs are dangerous. However, the Darkei Tshuva cites the Yad Meir and the Degel Ephraim who hold that only cooked eggs are dangerous to be left overnight. So we have a fundamental machloikis in this inyan. Where is the sakana by eggs? Raw eggs or cooked eggs? Rav Belsky said that the Beis Shloim is proof that it was only raw eggs was not strong enough to prove the idea which he was suggesting, and we should assume that the Gemara applies to both cooked and raw eggs. And this is the policy of the OU. Furthermore, the Darkei Tshuva quotes a Degel Ephraim, who says that Ruach Ra does not descend on dried eggs, garlic, or onions. Rabbi Avadya Yosef Zitzal, in his classic Sefer Yabiyo Omer, agrees with this, and he says that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank Zitzal permitted powdered eggs for this reason. But he also notes that Rav Breish in the Chelkas Yaakov discusses powdered eggs and does not mention this leniency. So there is some question amongst the Poskim whether there is a prohibition on powdered eggs or not if they were left overnight. Rav Belsky holds that really powdered eggs would also be included in the sakana. However, powdered eggs could be mutter for a different reason, and this is based on the Igris Moshe. Rav Moshe Feinstein itself suggests that since we do not understand how Ruach Ra operates, we cannot extend the Gemara's warning to any cases other than those mentioned specifically. Thus, we can assume that the Gemara is discussing a typical case of a housewife who peeled an egg and accidentally left it overnight, or who peeled an egg today with the intention of eating it tomorrow. However, the Gemara is not discussing a company which crack eggs which will not be used for many weeks or months. Therefore, we do not have to be concerned for Ruach Ra in such cases. In a similar vein, Rav Belsky noted that although the Gemara rules that placing the peeled egg in a sealed container does not protect it from Ruach Ra, as we saw at the beginning of this year, this may not apply to eggs which are placed in a hermetically sealed container. The Beis Shloim at Chelkas Yaakov, the Divrei Yatziv, understand that we can extend the Gemara's Chumrah to include industrially produced eggs. So this heter of Rav Moshe Feinstein that it doesn't apply to eggs that are used by a company where it's the eggs are cracked for many weeks and months down the road, this is argued on by the Beis Shloim Chelkas Yaakov Divrei Yatziv, and that's what Rav Belsky was saying, that powdered eggs, he felt, are not mutter on their own because they're dried. Be'etzem, the sakana would apply even to dried eggs. However, since powdered eggs are made commercially, they're not made by a housewife, it's made in a company, that would then have the heter of Rav Moshe. Rav Belsky and Rav Shachter were both of the opinion that the OU could rely on the Igris Moshe's heter. This would provide a basis for the certification of all commercial egg, garlic, and onion products, but would not permit a caterer to crack eggs for the next day's breakfast or to cut onions and garlic for the next day's salad. In other words, whatever is done commercially, which is not like what a housewife would normally do, so that would be included in the Igris Moshe Heter. However, if a caterer is going to crack an egg and leave it overnight and serve it for the next day's breakfast, that's something which a housewife does as well, that would be included in the sakana, in the prohibition, and since we are machmer, that we should be nizer for this potential sakana, therefore the OU caterer would not be allowed in that case to crack the egg and leave it overnight. As we mentioned, this article is recorded in the Daf HaKashrus. If you are interested in getting a subscription to the Daf HaKashrus for similar halachic articles in Inyani Kashrus, it's free of charge, and if you send me your email address, we will put you on the eDuff list. My email is Grossman, Grossman, at OU.org. If you do not have email, we can send it to you as a hard copy.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.